you were showing me your barbecue pit. The smoke from that barbecue pit goes up through the
chimney.
Through the chimney.
Yeah, through the stack.
Right.
Smoke stack.
And you said there, what was the bit up at the top? You said there was a, you know, the place where it goes through the ceiling?
Well, that's what you call the smokestack part, or the, you know, where the smoke goes up. But when you open that lid that you saw there, I pulled down over it.
Uh-huh.
Well, the smoke will come out in the building. That's why we had the fan there to jerk that smoke all out, see, that straight. When you're out in the woods of barbecuing or out in the yard or anywhere, well, the smoke just blow anywhere and you don't notice it.
Yeah.
But in a building, it don't take it long to accumulate in there, you know.
Okay. About your house, I want to ask you some stuff about the house. You said you built a four-room house.
That's it. Went back to right there. Cut back there and a bedroom there. And my kitchen right there on the corner, a little kitchen. And then a little cut-off thing in here and a little room right there. But this was all in one room, you might say, then. That's all we had.
And you had a front.
A little front porch, just big enough to walk in, you might say, to the front there.
Mm-hmm.
Come in.
Then you started adding rooms.
Yes.
What'd you add first?
Well, the first thing that we added was, we built some, my sister-in-law come here and we built some more bedrooms on the back around here, and fixed it back around there. But we still spread it out the kitchen a little bigger there and made a dining room back in the corner down there like that.
Yeah.
And then after about 10 or 15 years, 10 years, something like that. I told them they'd let me alone. As soon as I could accumulate enough of money, I'd refix the house all over. And so then we lived in that side over there until we got the kitchen out there that we're due to go into.
Yeah.
This one. And on this side, building this side of the house.
Right.
And then we...
Go ahead.
And then we turned around and... lived over here on this side till we could get that side finished over there, the bedroom. So we got wound up with six bedrooms and a living room and a kitchen and everything under this roof and a big back porch back there you saw as you come across, a kind of a den, I reckon you call it. But
so the first kitchen was?
The first kitchen was right here, just at this door right there.
I see.
And, just a common little box house, is all, like I tell you, this is like everybody else built, but out of better lumber than most of them used.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a sawmill and I could pick out the best of it, see.
And then y'all added on the back part of the house,
yes,
right here.
Yeah. Well, at the same time I remodeled, I put this kitchen out in the back. I never could stand to have fish cooked in the house, or shrimp boil, or crabs.
Mm-hmm.
So I built that out there for me and the kids to parch peanuts and have it out there. And she could have this for her kitchen, and then cook the fish and things out there, see. So then she'd take that away from me, and I went out and built the barbecue. And they take that away from me, so I ain't got nothing of my own now. No kitchen of my own.
Yeah.
But that's how come us with three kitchens, see.
Uh-huh. Three kitchens.
And four stoves.
And this room over here now, it's a kitchen. No, it's...
That's a kitchen right here. See, this is an L made in here.
Yeah.
L made to go into the kitchen here. Instead of changing that to a dining room, we just made the dining room in the kitchen. And then use this for a part of a living room, see.
Yeah.
All the way around here.
Right. Did you have a little room off to the side of the kitchen where you kept all your things?
You mean when we first started?
Yeah, where you kept canned goods or stuff like that. What would you call that room? You know?